Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I am your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and I do appreciate you tuning in today. I know it's a surprise show. I do those. Best way to follow me is to follow me. That way you'll get reminders when I'm on, and that way you can listen to me live. You can always listen to me archived, and I love my archived listeners just as well as I love my live listeners. You know, there's no difference in my love for you. So, but I do appreciate you tuning in today. The card for the show comes from my Gaia deck today, and it's the Search card. And on the bottom of the card, it says, feeling lost, confused, lonely. I don't know about you, but the last few days, there's been a new energy on our planet. I would say that it's been going on, I would say since last weekend, actually. And so you might be feeling a little off. Your emotions might be all over the place right now. If you watch your animals, animals are being really affected right now. So please keep an eye on your animals. You know, a dog that might not bite, you know, any other times might bite. So pay attention to your animals. Please pay attention to your animals right now. They are being very highly affected by this new energy. I don't know why. Can't tell you why. But I know in the two dogs that I'm around, I can see it in them. And I've been around other people that has animals. And this energy is really messing with any animal, any pet, fish, dog, cat, whatever you have. Just pay attention to them, okay? All right. I had a friend last night. She was talking about her fish in her tank, and they were going crazy. And so, you know, they were all over the place. They were fighting. You know, a lot of emotions are on our planet right now. Pay attention. If you go, you know, right now, my advice to you, if possible, I wouldn't go around too many public places right now. I've been avoiding them like crazy. So I would try to avoid going to like huge department stores like Walmart, Kmart, Target. Whatever's out there, I would watch that, all right? Watch your own emotions. You know, just breathe through this. We will get through this. This energy should be shifting here. Here looks like possibly midweek as we go into next week. So by Wednesday, this should be shifting where we're not all emotional so much. A lot of anger is surfacing right now. People are just a little upset. And so just watch that in yourself and watch that around other people. You know, give people a break right now. Send them a lot of love. Send them a lot of light. And we'll get through this, but that's what's going on right now. So if you're having some problems with your emotions, just breathe through it. Ask your angels for some extra help. You know, the one thing I will tell you, angels can't help you. Your spirit guide can't help you if you do not ask. You have to ask. Okay? They cannot butt in. They are restrained by certain rules and certain things that they have to go by. And so you have to ask them to help you, okay? So they just can't just jump in, all right? So remember to ask your spirit guide and your angels for help right now. Let me give you my website address as we begin the show. www.insightswithmichael.com is where you can set up full readings with me. Here on this program, I do sample readings. One question per caller would be awesome, and so I would appreciate it. So you can call me if you're just listening to the show and you're just maybe relaxing in your living room right now or wherever you are. They're going, man, you know, I like to talk to him. 347-327-9316 is the way you get to talk to me. You push your 1, you get on my switchboard, and then I get to say hi to you, all right? So it's 347-327-9316 is the calling number to this program. Let's go to prayer, open the program with prayer, and then your calls are next. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for this day. I just want to slow down right now and just not miss you. Not miss a moment of your love and what you're pouring out upon us in this now moment. Father, Mother God, sometimes we are just so focused on everything else except you. So many things pull on us on a daily basis, and you know that. But right now, I want to clear my mind, and I want to clear my focus, and the only focus I want right now is on you. That's all I want right now. All I want to do is focus on you. You've done so much for us. And we are so grateful for the things that you have already done, seen and unseen. And we're so thankful for the breakthroughs and the miracles that you're bringing into our lives, even in this now moment. Because you're so awesome. You're so wonderful. There are not words in my vocabulary to describe you. Because you go beyond any of those things. And I thank you for those. Father, Mother, God, right now, I focus on my listeners, as always. That's why we're here. And I pray right now that you would give me the words and the wisdom and the guidance to speak into their lives what they need to hear today. It might not always be what they want to hear. It might not always be what they want to hear. But Father, Mother, God, it's always what you need them to hear. And Father, Mother, God, right now I pray that they would open their hearts and open their minds to you. And Father, Mother, God, that you would remind us that we are spiritual beings, housed in human forms, having a human experience. And Father, Mother, God, help us through those. Help us through those human experiences, because sometimes they can get a little overwhelming. Father, Mother, God, give us wisdom and guidance to be the light in the world that we live in. And we thank you for it. Surround us right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit, that white light of protection. And we say namaste, and we say amen, and we say hello to my first call of the day. It is Kimberly. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, how are you?
I am good. How can I help you today?
Yeah, it's been a while since I talked to you.
Okay.
I have moved to Georgia. I'm living temporarily with my aunt.
Okay.
While I'm looking for a place on my own.
Right.
And my new job starts on August 5th.
Cool.
And I just want to know if I'm going to have any opportunities to increase my salary.
Definitely, yes. I definitely see your salary going up. That wasn't even took me very long at all. So I saw an arrow pointing up, and so I would say definitely increases. You should have an increase. Looks like you're starting in August. I would say there's an increase in October. Looks like to me another increase as you go out of the year. And so it looks like a couple of increases here. You know, they're not going to be huge amounts, I will tell you, but any amount helps. And so, you know, so that's what you got to look at. You know, you got to look at any amount is better than no amount. Okay.
Okay.
So that's how I always look at it. You know, when I got raises, I always think, man, you know, because we think that we're worth more, you know, than sometimes we get. And so, you know, I always was appreciative of the raises I did get. And so even if they were a little small at times, I still was thankful for them because that adds up after a period of time. So nice. Keep focus on that. You should have your own place by September.
Okay.
Yeah, you should have your own place by September, if not sooner. But I'm going to say September. I'm going to stay in a safe place here because I'm just going to feel more comfortable there. So I'm going to say at least by September.
Okay.
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 You didn't ask about that, but Spirit wanted you to know. Hey, you know, it's okay. You know, it's nice. It's nice that your aunt opened her home to you and stuff like that. But living with other people is not always the ideal situation. And
right.
Spirit knows that. You love your aunt. You appreciate what she's doing for you. But you need your own space. And so I see that in September. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Right, thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Let's go ahead and talk to hold on for a minute. I don't have a helper today, so I have to do my own stuff, which is okay. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Veronica. Hi, Veronica.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for being on the air for us.
No problem.
I appreciate
How can
it.
I help you? How can I
well,
help you?
Well, I would like to ask you when you think things are going to settle down. For me, they have gotten a little better, but I still have a lot of chaos, and I was just wondering if you have any messages of when they might settle down for me.
Okay. No, the one thing that Spirit wants me to tell you, Veronica, it's you're focusing on the frustration and not focusing on the solution. The solution's within you, so let's not focus on the frustration. The frustration does look like it's going to go away. I'm going to tell you timeline on this. I don't know if you're going to like me, but just remember I'm the messenger, okay? I don't see it really calming down here until it looks like to me at this moment in time. About the end of September.
Okay.
Yeah. You're going to get through this. You're stronger than you think you are. You're going to get through this. I'm hoping that it changes. I'm going to tell you, I hope it changes. I hope that timeline gets a little quicker for you. But as a reader right now, I'm going to tell you, it doesn't look like until September. And I'm really sorry. I wish I could tell you something different. because you've been going through this for a while. But it is calming down. It is decreasing here. You know, I will tell you that it does look like a flare up at the end of this month a little bit here, so just be aware of that, okay? The one thing to watch here, Veronica, is you. I feel like that you're just, because of the frustration building up, the one thing I want to warn you about is I do see some anger popping up here. And it looks like possibly you're just going to want to throw your hands up in there and just say, hey, you know what, I'm done. And so really pay attention to that. That looks like next week, actually. It looks like it's coming up pretty quick here. And so keep an eye on that. It looks like about Wednesday, Thursday are going to be really hard days for you. So I just thought I'd give you a heads up. The one thing that will help you through this, I would take what I call cleansing showers. It just cleanses your energy. What those are is you just a ladder up one arm, you rinse it off, and then you see all the negativity, all that stuff going down into the drain. That really helps me, and I believe it would help you through this period. The other things, ask your angels to help you with this and to get this done quicker. Okay, we want this done quicker, okay?
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that you're supposed to learn about yourself in this time period, but the one thing that I want done on this is I would like to see it done quicker for you. And I'm sure you would too. So let's ask the angels to help you with that. But, you know, I do feel like that once you come out of this period, Veronica, after you come out of this period, you're going to be stronger than you've ever been. You know, the one thing that I would tell you, and there's a reason why you're going through this fire, it's burning off old stuff. It's getting rid of that old Veronica. Getting rid of that oldness. And what we want for you is newness and freshness and all that stuff. And it's coming. You know, when you hit October, I will tell you, once you hit October, there's no stopping you. You're going to see a whole different world ahead as you hit October. So that gives you a little bit of hope. And you know, I don't want to leave you frustrated, so we're going to give you some hope, all right?
Okay.
So it's coming. Just hang in there, all right?
All right. I appreciate it, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you, Veronica. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, it's definitely coming. So, you know, just hang in there. You know, when you're in the middle of the fire, when you're in the middle of that, it's like, oh, my land, when is this ever going to end? You know, we don't think it's ever going to end. We think it's just going to go on and on and on and on and on. But it goes away. It doesn't last forever. And so that's the nice news. That's the good news. You know, it doesn't last forever. You know, seasons of frustration, seasons of depression, seasons of whatever you're going through, they change. They don't stay the same. And that's awesome. you know, that's one thing I learned really quick in my life. You know, I was like, you know, there was a time in my life I was so frustrated about anything and everything, and man, I'm glad those days are over. But I was just like, whoa, is this ever going to get any better? And it does. It does get better. It does get better. I promise. Okay. All right. 352. Could you say your name for me today, please?
Andrea,
I'm glad you called back. I don't know what happened. I appreciate you calling back. How can I help you today?
Okay, so I decided I would like to get a job while going to school, which is supposed to be in the spring, or whatever, however you say it.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Okay, so your question, because I feel like there was a couple of questions there, so... So the question is, should you be going to work or going to school? Is that your question? Because I'm not really sure what the question is here.
Mike, will I be able to find a job while going to school?
Going to school. Okay, all right. Yeah, definitely yes. And it's not going to interfere with school. Sometimes jobs can interfere with school, but I definitely see a job for you. Definitely school is the ideal thing for you right now. Spirit saying that that's the best choice for you at this moment in time. So I'm going to go with that. But you do need some money. You do need to pay for school. You do need to pay to eat and stuff like that. And so I do see a job as well. And there, it's not going to be interfering with school. So I definitely see that for you. All right?
Okay. Is it going to be – when will I find the job?
Okay, I feel like the job's popping up here. It looks like mid-August.
Mid-August. Will it be at home, doing something at home, or?
Yeah, I feel like it has something to do with working at home, yes, I would tell you that. I don't know exactly how. I don't see the exacts on this, but I will tell you that I do see you at home, working from home. Yeah, has something
and
to do with
the
computer. Yeah.
You do see me going to school.
Yes.
Because I get a hard time with them, and now I have to get some kind of proof from another school saying I went there, and they're not going to give me the proof. I already feel it.
Yeah. Well, let's change that feeling, okay? Let's not project that. Because what's happening right now, you're projecting that they're not going to give you that, okay? Because you just said that. So what we need you to do is change that, okay? So what I want you to do is I want you to say, okay, they are going to give me what I need, and this is going to run smoothly. Because what's happening here is you're projecting a whole bunch of stuff that we don't want to put out there. Okay, we don't want to create a problem. We want to get rid of the problem. Okay, so what I need you to do, what Spirit needs you to do, is focus on, okay, this is going to be running smoother than it is right now. Okay, yeah, there's been some hiccups. There have been some hiccups. But let's get rid of those, okay? So let's see that school giving you what they need to give you, and that's going smoother, okay? Because I definitely see this is the right path for you, and let's get rid of the hiccups. I want you not to see hiccups, okay? I want you to see smooth sailing here, all right? And so hopefully that helps you.
Okay. It's supposed to be this next month I'm supposed to go to school then?
I feel like school is more in September. I feel like more in September, but it possibly could pop up earlier, okay? I
got
to move on,
but
I do appreciate you calling in, okay?
Thank you very much. Have
a
good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I got to move on because I got several callers. If you would like to be a part of the show, 347-327-9316. I'm going to give you some instructions. Because I don't have anybody helping me today, screen calls. Please, when I answer your call and I say hi, could you please say your name for me? It would help me tap into your energy. I would appreciate it. So let's say hi to whoever's on the other end of 718. Appreciate you calling in today. Hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you? My name is Ashiel. I spoke to you
hi,
before.
How can I help you?
I have a birthday coming up next Friday.
Okay.
And I also believe that it's going to be, you know, beginning of new things as well. So I'm just curious.
Okay. Let me go ahead and let's pull some cards up for you for ahead. And in case I don't get to talk to you before your birthday, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And so, yeah, birthdays are exciting times. And you know, the one thing I will tell you, I definitely, my spirit guide is showing me open doors for you. I feel like that you have been feeling like you've been a little stuck. You know, things have not been moving quite the way you had planned. But my spirit guide is showing me that those are changing, that the doors are opening for you. So I really feel like as you step forward into this new birth year for you ahead, that, you know, those doors are opening, you know, work-wise, financially, just every area of your life is going to be blessed. Wow. Let me go ahead and pull some cards for you. Have you been struggling very a lot with finances right now? Have you been?
It's okay. I'm not have a business. It's not moving as fast as I want it to. But
okay.
I also feel that's the reason I feel like with my birthday, it's a funny feeling I was getting that with my birthday that things gonna move forward.
Definitely. I got the Ocean of Eternal Love card in front of me, and it talks about healing and creativity. The one thing that I would suggest to you with your business here is I feel like your business is a little sick. And so what I want you to do and what Spirit wants you to do is go into wherever you do your business. And what I want you to do the next time you walk in there, I don't know if you have a store. I don't know what kind of business you have.
I'm in there today, actually.
Oh, okay. So what I want you to do, let's do it today then. What I want you to do today is maybe when it's closed or when there's not a lot of people in there, I want you to see that store the way you want it, the way you see people coming in there. I want you to visualize people coming in there. I want you to see it growing, okay? Because for some reason right now, when I look at your store, when I look at what's going on there, I see lack. I see an energy of lack. And we don't want that in there, okay? We don't want that in there at all. And so what I want you to do, and I don't know where it's coming from, but I want you to see prosperity. I want you to see people coming in that door. And once you do that, I definitely believe that things will start moving for you. Let me pull one more card. Yeah, letting go. Yeah, there's a little bit of fear right now. You know, businesses are struggling right now. But let's not see your business struggling. Let's see your business growing, okay? Let's get the struggle out of the way and get you the business that you need, okay? And I definitely see that. And it's all in the way we project things. It's all the way we look at things. And so what I want you to do is let go of the fear and let go of all that stuff. And see prosperity, okay?
Okay.
Right,
what about the love life? Do you see anything? No.
In your love life, I definitely do see somebody coming in. I wouldn't see them coming in until about the end of the year, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, bye-bye. All right. Okay. Let's move on. 219, you're on air with me. Could you say your name for me, please?
Andrea.
How can I help you?
Just general pool.
Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and pull some cards for you really quick here. And see whoop. Okay, I got a whole bunch of cards that just jumped out of my hand. So we'll use those.
Wow.
Okay. I was getting ready to shuffle the deck and these cards just jumped out. So let's go ahead and pull them out here and see what's going on. Okay, a lot of the cards in front of me are dealing with you looking inward. Have you been feeling a little sad lately? Because I got a feeling lost card in front of me.
Probably relationship-wise.
Okay. Are you in a relationship at the moment?
No, I just got out. I think that's the loneliness problem.
Okay, yeah, and because the very first card I got here is the search card. It's actually the card that we had for the show as well, and it's talking about feeling lost, confused, and lonely. So that would be talking about, you know, you just got out of this relationship. There's a lot of healing that needs to take place inside of you. The middle card here is the inner sanctuary, going inward, really looking at you, focusing on you, focusing on healing. And the next card that I want to focus on here is the wholeness card. So once you get through this little phase of healing, that you're going to have to go through, then there's going to be a wholeness. You're going to be a whole lot stronger than you were when you went into the past relationship. The past relationship, done, gone, let it go. There's a new relationship coming, okay, and a better person. I wouldn't see this until next year, though, because Spirit wants you to take some time for yourself and really focus on you. So I wouldn't see this popping until about January of next year. But this person that's coming into your path in January, I feel is long-term. I feel like an awesome person. So that's something to look forward to. You know, let's let go of the junk and the old stuff, and let's move you forward into a better relationship, which is coming in January. Okay?
Okay, let me ask you this real quick.
Okay,
have I
real
met
quick.
This man yet? Have I met the man?
Now, I will tell you that it is a past life reconnect, so yes, the answer to that is yes. But you've met each other in a past life. So to answer your question, and to be honest, yes. In this lifetime, you haven't met them, no.
Okay.
But this is a past life reconnect, and so your question was, have you ever met him before? And you have, but in another life, okay? But I don't think you've met them in this lifetime yet, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right. Thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Yeah. And, you know, that's the interesting thing about life. You know, it goes around in circles. It's, you know, I have a friend, you know, she's also my assistant, and she's always telling me, she goes, Michael, circles. And, you know, and that's the way it is, you know. And what we need to do, we need to break cycles, okay? A lot of us are repeating cycles. We're going through the same thing over and over and over and over. And then we're wondering why we're so frustrated. And then we are creating the very problems that we don't want. I'm going to say that again. A lot of us are creating the very thing that we don't want. And what I mean by that is what we're speaking out. What are we creating? What are we drawing to ourselves? You know, if you sit around all day long and you say, man, I got a headache, guess what? You're going to have a headache. Try it. Well, I wouldn't really try it unless you want a headache. But I don't know why you would want one of those. But, you know, we got to focus on positive. We got to draw positive things to us. The one thing that my spirit guide has been showing me in the last few days here in meditation time is we're not healthy. We're not healthy. We lack a lot of stuff. Our bodies, our spirit, we're just not healthy. And so what we need to do is figure out how to get healthy. And I'm going to be teaching very soon a series called Getting Unstuck. Okay, it's going to be a series of things that have helped me get unstuck in my life. And we're going to be doing that very soon. And so it's going to be called a series of how to get unstuck. Because, you know, it's really easy to get stuck. And sometimes we don't even realize we're stuck. Sometimes we don't realize that we're going around in circles. Have you ever been out in the woods and walking and all of a sudden you get a little disoriented and you don't know? I did that. There's a walking trail near where I live. And I went out there, and I'd never been out there really before too much. And this was about my first time out there. And I started walking around, and I was like, oh, okay, where am I? I got disoriented. I didn't know where I was. And then all of a sudden I thought, okay, wait, that tree looks familiar. I had been walking around the same path several times, going around in a circle, seeing the same old things, experiencing the same old things. Please listen to what Spirit wants to say to you. My question to you today is this. Why are we going around in circles? Why are we experiencing the same old, same old? Do you know that Spirit has so much for us? So much that they want to pour out in our lives? And we just keep going around the same old tree. The same old rock. Over and over and over and over. And then we get mad and we wonder why Spirit is not blessing us, but we're not allowing it. And what I mean by that is we have to open up to it. We have to accept it. We have to say, well, you know what, I'm tired of the same old, I want something new. You know, a week ago, you know, I was experiencing new stuff. I was enjoying a whole new state. I had been there before a long time ago, but not in the area where I was. So I was experiencing new things. And I promised myself when I came back that I would not go back into the boxes that I was in. And I didn't even realize I was in a lot of my boxes, but I was. And I think that what we need to do is we need to realize it's time to get out of boxes. You know, I don't want to be Mike in a box. And I don't want Karen to be Karen in the box, or Susan to be Susan in the box, or anybody in a box. I want you free, and that's what Spirit wants for you. If you would like to set up a reading with me, you would like to talk to me more about your future, more about your life, you can do so at www.insightswithmichael.com. I do have time to set, you know, to do readings today, this afternoon. I would love to do a reading for you, so it's www.insightswithmichael.com. If you would like to get a full reading with me, go to www.insightswithmichael.com. Okay. All right. Sorry about that. Excuse me. Oh, no. Something was, like, choking me. So hold on for just a second as I check that. I'm going to close my mic for just a minute. Okay. We're gonna say this is a spirit. So let's tell you what I'm feeling. You guys heard me. It felt like my air just got shut off. It just feels like something closed my air off. If this makes sense to you, or maybe you're even experiencing this right now, please call me at 347-327-9316. It might fit with the caller that's still on my switchboard, because I was getting ready to click on you when this happened. So give me just a minute here and let me regroup a little bit here. But it just felt like somebody took their hand and just grabbed my neck and pinched and blocked off my air. That's what it felt like to me. If this is how you feel, or you know somebody that passed like that, I'm going to say that this is a spirit. But 347-327-9316, if this is making sense to you and you're listening to this program archived, please drop me a line at youareawakening@gmail.com. That's the official email for my business, is youareawakening@gmail.com. It's the best email for to use to help us, okay? All right. 856, let's say hi to you. Could you say your name for me, please?
Hi, it's Laura.
Hi, Laura. How can I help you?
I was wondering if you could tell me anything about when or where I'll meet Mr. Wright.
Okay, anything about him or where you're going to meet him and stuff like that. Okay, let's focus. Yes. I'm going to ask you a question because right before I clicked on you, I was having trouble breathing. But also, this could be your throat chakra. Is there anything that you're not expressing? Have you been having problems with your throat? Anything with your throat? Anything going on? Might pay attention to that. It feels like it is connecting with you. I'm going to stay with you just for a second, okay? And it might make sense to you later, but I do feel like it's connecting. The one thing I will tell you is when I'm looking at your throat chakra, it looks like your throat chakra is a little close to me, which represents, like, if we have sore throats, if we have problems with our throat area, that could be in our throat chakra. It could be other stuff, but a lot of times it's us not speaking our truth, not speaking what we want to. And I feel like that there's a situation going on right now with you that you're not really speaking your truth. You might think about it, and I don't want you to say yes or no. I just want you to think about it, okay? And now let's answer the question you did ask, okay, which is relationship. I feel like that the guy that you're supposed to spend the rest of your life with is coming in here, I would say October. How you're going to meet them, I don't know for sure. I will tell you that. I will tell you that I do see like some kind of a restaurant setting, something like that. You know, it could be just somebody that's sitting at a table right next door to you, you know.
Am I alone, though, or am I with somebody when I meet this guy?
I feel like that you're with another woman. I feel like that you're, like, out with a friend or something. This is what I'm seeing. Because I see another woman sitting at the table with you.
Okay.
And so, but I feel like that he's alone. And I feel like that he comes over and starts a conversation. Now, I don't know why, but I do feel like that he'll just say, hey, you know, I'm, you know, attracted to you. Don't know why, you know, now, you know, that could happen. Spirit could do all amazing kinds of things. And so, you know, drawn to you or something like that. And, you know, and he just starts talking to you. So that's an awesome thing. But I do feel like it's a restaurant setting. I just keep seeing that. And so I will tell you that I do see some.
What does he do, or do you have a name, or what he looks like? Anything you can tell me about him?
Okay, I don't have a first name for him, but I feel like that his first name starts with an R. I feel like that it's just a different name because I can't get it. I can't pronounce it. So it's not like Richard or Randy or anything like that. It's a different name. But it starts with an R. I will tell you it starts with an R. I do feel like that he's in business. I feel like that he's financially stable, which is good. Those are all good things. But I do feel like he's business. But I will tell you this. Once he makes a commitment to you, there's no shaking him. He will always be there for you. And so it's a good thing. Because I feel like that you've had some relationships in the past that when you needed them, they just were not there. But this guy will connect with you on every level of your life. And so that's an awesome thing. So I'm looking, you know, I hopefully you're looking forward to it, and I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, hopefully I helped. All right, bye-bye.
Yes, bye.
All right, yeah. You know, and that's awesome. You know, when we connect on all levels, isn't that awesome? When we find that, you know, when we find that person that just lights our world up, you know, we don't need somebody to complete us. You know, please don't do that, because you don't need anybody to complete you, because you're already complete. You're already a full package. You just want to share your life with somebody, okay? And when I got that about relationships, when I got that, when it just hit me right between the eye and said, bam, here I am, you know, it really helped me. It really did. You know, I was like a lot of people, you know, in the past, I was really needy. I didn't have really good self-esteem. I didn't even really like myself. I didn't love myself. And you know, I was trying to find that person that could fix me. Nobody can fix you. Nobody can fix you. The only person that can fix you is you and the spirit within you. You don't need another person to complete you. You're already complete. You just need to see that. You just need to tap into that. And it's in you already. You're already whole. You just might not see it yet. Okay? But it's not going to come from another person. It's going to come from you. It's going to come from the spirit within you. And when I got that, that was so freeing. That was wow moment in my life. So, okay. All right, 312, I appreciate you calling in. Could you please say your name for me?
My name is Tina.
Okay, could you say your name again? I had a hard time hearing you.
Tina.
Tina, okay. Tina, how can I help you today?
I wanted to know if you see any changes with career coming up for me.
Okay, with your career, is that correct?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. I'm going to be quiet for just a second, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Are you working at the moment?
Well, it's not a permanent position.
Okay, yeah, because I was going to say you're about to leave there.
Okay.
Yeah, and into a more full-time position, more secure position. Where you are right now, it seems very shaky to me. That's coming to an end, I would say, by the end of this month. Looks like maybe that first week in August you might still be there. But I feel like that something's opening up here in that second week of August for you that is going to be more of a more secure environment for you. Does that make sense to you? Because I just feel like you're done where you are.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I am.
Yeah. Yeah, you're done and you want to move on. Now, why would I see school with you? Why would I see education with you? Have you been thinking about school environment? Okay, what was that? I'm sorry.
I'm working in a school environment.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's why I see school. Okay, because I keep seeing school. I keep seeing books and whiteboards and things that would represent school to me. And I was like, okay, why am I seeing that? Is that what you still want to stay in, or are you ready to move on?
No, I am done with that place.
Yeah, I definitely agree. So that's why I was asking, because I don't see that. I feel like there is something else that you want to do, something that you want to move into with your life, and I feel like that the opportunity that's coming up here will start projecting you towards that, okay? So that's what we want you to do. We want you to get headed to your future. All right. So have you been having a headache?
Sometimes I do have headaches. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let me look at your head really quick here, because all of a sudden I was getting ready to say goodbye to you, and my spirit guide said look at her head. So is that okay if I look around your head for a minute?
Yes, maybe.
I want to be sure.
Yes,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see what's causing these headaches. Okay. I'm going to be quiet for just a second. Okay. Do you drink a lot of caffeine?
No, actually, coffee is not good for me, so no, I don't.
Okay. All right, good. All right, that's good. Yeah, caffeine, not good for anybody, really, especially not you. There's a little pressure, like right in the front of my head, and I don't know what's causing that. At this moment, I'm going to say a lot of stress is causing this. Mm-hmm. Meditation would help. Pay attention to these. If these get worse, please go see a doctor.
Okay.
But right now, I'm going to say that a lot of this is stress-related. Once you do some meditation, quieting your mind down a little bit, I feel like that your headaches will ease up. Vibrational healing would help. If you know somebody in your area that does that, that would help a little bit. So you might check into that, okay?
Okay. And I wanted to ask you about a job. Is this something I already applied for, or is something that I'm yet to apply for?
I feel like that it's still something that you need to apply for, okay? I don't feel like you have an application there yet. So put some applications out, okay? All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bye-bye. All right, let's go ahead and keep on moving there because we're ticking down on time. How about 302? You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, it's Anne-Marie, Michael. How are you?
I'm good, Anne-Marie. How can I help you today?
Well, you talked about the third chakra being closed, the shaman mom. I called the other day and asked for prayers for two abscessed teeth and infection in my mouth, and you and Reverend Rose said, you both saw that my throat chakra was closed. And then again, I'm listening to the show. I wasn't going to say anything, chew in. And then you said, can anybody relate to this? And right when you were feeling like somebody was grabbing your esophagus, I've been feeling like that.
Okay.
I don't have a cold.
Yeah, you definitely do. I want you to do something with me. We're going to go ahead and we're going to focus on this. I'm not in a big hurry.
Okay.
I got a little bit of time here. So I'm not going to rush through this. I'm glad you called. actually, because I really feel like it does fit with you as well as that other person. I am a little concerned. I am a little concerned about what's going on in your throat. When I'm tapping into your throat, and I'm doing this intuitive, and I need to tell everybody this, you know, that I don't have any medical training, so I need to put that disclaimer out. But when, because I'm getting ready to do some medical intuitive work, and I need to put that out there. But the one thing I will tell you is when I'm looking at your throat, I see it inflamed. I see a redness inside there. Yeah, and so we're gonna do some healing on this, okay? So what I want you to do, if you can do this for me, I want you to put your right hand, I'm gonna do it on mine as well. And I want you to put your right hand on your throat, okay? And my my right hand is on my throat. And so what I want you to do is I want you to just close your eyes and be quiet and just relax, and I want you to breathe in and breathe out. And I'm going to do a lot of talking, and I'm going to be praying here, okay? But I want you to be as quiet as possible, and I want you to keep your hand on your throat until I'm done, okay? All right? Can you do that for me? Okay. All right.
Yes. All right.
Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for Anne Marie right now. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray that you would just begin to touch her right now from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. And right now I begin to send energy into her throat area, and we speak to whatever this virus is that's affecting her throat, and we tell you that you have to leave, that you cannot stay there. And Father, Mother, God, give Anne Marie the courage and the strength to speak what she needs to speak out, the truth that she needs to speak out to release this. Because, Father, Mother, God, whatever is choking her is her own words. They can't come out. And let her be able to speak what she needs to speak to release this. And, Father, Mother, God, I thank you for the healing that I already feel going into there and this virus that's affecting her and this other stuff that's affecting her. We just say it's gone, and we believe it, and we thank you for the healing. And we say namaste, and we say amen. Anne Marie, you can remove your hand. Yeah, and you know, and just let me know how that's going for you. But there is something, the other thing that I see here, Anne Marie, is that you're choking your words. And what I mean by that is we do that a lot. A lot of times we're not telling people what we really think or what we really feel. And a lot of times we do it because we don't want to hurt people's feelings and things like that, which is understandable. We don't want to hurt other people. There are enough people hurting people. We need to be healing people. But you also need to express your truth in love and light, and you can do it in a healthy way, and ask your angels to help you with that, because I just feel like there's a situation that you just need to say what you need to say, okay? And just put the cards on the table. Sometimes we just have to put the cards out there and say, okay, these are the cards. This is what I need to say. And let them fall wherever they will, you know. Because if we don't, we're just choking ourselves. And that's why we have sore throats. That's why we have all this stuff. Because most of us are not speaking our truth. Most of us are not out there saying what we need to say. And we can do it in a loving way. I don't mean that, you know, we don't need to go out and yell and scream at people. There's enough people doing that. But I believe that you know what the situation is, and so just speak your truth on it, and let me know how you're feeling later, okay?
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Anne-Marie. All right, bye-bye.
And my son in Peru says hi. He's going to be contacting you.
Okay, awesome. I'm looking forward to it. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, bye-bye.
He calls you Mike the Psych. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, all right. Mike the Psych. Okay, hey, I've been called worse than Mike the Psych. Trust me. So I've been called a whole lot worse than Mike the Psych. All right. So let's go ahead and talk. This will actually, I think, we're going to be my last call of the day. Maybe if you want to call in, I don't know. We'll see. 450, hi.
Good afternoon, Michael. This is June from Canada.
Hi, June. How are you?
Well, actually, I had that sore throat, too, also. But me, I think it's because I was very upset with myself, and I'm mad at myself. And I think this is what brought up the glands to swell up a bit.
Right, yeah. Okay, why are you mad at yourself? What's going on?
Because
why are you
I gained weight. I've gained weight since my husband died. I know it's only going to be 3 months, and about another 5 days it'll be 3 months.
Right.
But, yeah, I put on weight, and I'm not happy with myself.
Well, okay. Well, let's change that, okay? I want you to realize something. Right now, you're in a very emotional place right now. Your husband just passed away. You know, he's on the other side. And he's telling me to tell you to stop beating yourself up, okay? He says that you look good, okay? Hey, that's what he's telling me. So, you know, we all gain weight sometimes. You know, sometimes our weights frustrate, you know, back and forth, and, you know, we gain, we lose. You've been emotional eating, okay? And what that means is that you've just been eating a little bit more, maybe foods that you shouldn't be eating, things like that.
Yeah, junk food,
yeah, because your body is craving sugar. The one thing when we get upset, our bodies crave sugar. They want that sugar. Okay, it's like a drug. They want that. And so we eat a lot more junk food. And right now, you just got to lighten up on yourself. You just lost your husband. You're in a very vulnerable place right now. So the one thing I would tell you is stop beating yourself up. You're going to lose this weight. You're not going to have it forever. Okay? You're going to get back on track here. But right now, you know, just be kind to yourself. Okay? And because you need to. You need to be good to you. All right?
That's hard to do. I don't know,
how. Yeah, I know. It is hard. And when you don't know how, it is even harder. And what I want to teach you is some things that helped me. Okay, there was a period in my life that, you know, I was very hard on myself. You know, all the time. I would be saying, hey, you're stupid. You're not very smart. You know, and that wasn't good. That wasn't healthy. And so the one thing I will tell you, we got to stop focusing on the outside of ourselves and look on the inside. And this is what I want you to do. Yes, maybe you put on a little bit more weight than you like. Okay? But the one thing that I want you to know is that the spirit within you is the same. It hasn't changed. And it's an awesome spirit within you. We get hung up on the cover of the book sometimes. Okay? And that's what's happening. Yeah, and so right now, don't focus on the cover of the book. Focus on the content of the book, which is you and in you, okay? And the one thing I would tell you, you need to do some meditation. You need to quiet yourself down. How you do that is just find you a place where you can relax and just say, hey, Spirit, talk to me. And if you actually do that, if you say, hey, Spirit, talk to me, Spirit's going to talk to you. You got an awesome energy inside of you, and right now you're hung up on the cover. Don't get hung up on the cover, because the cover will change again, okay? You know,
yeah, do you see how good, how is my chakras? Do you find anything that's holding you back?
Let me look at those really close here, okay? Let me run them really quick here. I didn't see anything popping out, but let me look. Crown looks good. Third eye looks good. Throat chakra. You need to stop saying negative things to yourself. That your throat chakra is a little shaky. A lot of it has to do with you being really hard on yourself about this weight thing. So be really watching that, okay? Your heart chakra looks okay. Solar plexus, you got a lot of emotional stuff. You're still in a place of grief right now. I would expect your solar plexus to be a little bit shaky at the moment, so that's not any surprise to me. Sacred chakra looks okay, and grounding looks really good. So, you know, right now, just give yourself a little bit of a break. You're in a place of mourning, and you got to give yourself permission to do that. okay?
Oh, I hope it stops, morning.
Yeah, you will. You will get through this. I feel like that.
I don't want to go through 2 years like my sister did. She took her two and a half years before she stopped. And that's, I don't want to go through that.
No,
so I'm
trying to meditate
and pray a lot. But
Yeah, right. Yeah, and you know my email. Drop me an email. Stay in touch with me. You know, I'll help you as much as I can, okay?
Okay.
Because I know that this is hard on you, and I want you to know that I'm here for you. All you have to do is reach out, okay?
Yeah. Well, 53 right. years of marriage does
right.
take a toll.
Yeah, it does. You know, I watch my parents. My parents are about to, in December, they're going to celebrate 60 years, and my dad said
wow,
that, you
beautiful.
Know. Yeah, you know, that my mom is the love of his life, which is true. And, you know, and it is hard when you lose somebody
yes.
that
yes.
you've shared that much time with. It's hard.
Yeah.
And Spirit
yeah,
knows
it
that.
Is.
And but the one thing, let's focus on that he is still around you. Let's focus on that. You just can't physically reach out and hug him and you know, things like that. But he is right there beside you. And he wants you to know that. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
And I'm
thank
sending you.
You
a lot of blessings and love also for you to support you before your mom.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
And
all
I
right.
love you, and you have
I
a great day.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, yeah. Talking about my mom, let's give you an update. My mom is still in the hospital. She is doing a little better than she was. She is having a lot of problems at the moment with some more confusion. So I would ask you to send love and light to her, and you know, it's just hard when we have aging parents. Both my parents are up in their 70s, well, actually close to 70, not quite, yeah, they are actually in their 70s, yeah. Sorry, I don't know what I was thinking there for a minute, but they are in their 70s, and close to 80, actually. And hold on for a minute. Okay, if there is somebody listening to me, your dad passed away, would have been about 65, 67. Please call me, 347-327-9316. This is your dad, 347-327-9316. Again, the age on this is 65 to 67. 347-327-9316. Let's check with 856 here. 856, hi.
Hi, I'm still listening to you, so that sounds like my dad. I'm the one
okay.
that you told me had a throat chakra problem.
Okay.
And I don't know what that means, but it might be my dad.
Your third chakra is your depends on where you count. I usually count from the head down, so that would be your throat chakra a little bit. You might just focus on that a little bit. But let's focus on your dad here.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to ask, was his passing suddenly? Because I feel whoever this is
yes.
was sudden. Okay.
It was.
Okay.
It was very sudden.
Okay, yeah, because this is, I just wanted to be sure we had the right person here, okay? So, now, did he have problems with his throat? Do you know?
Yes. I would say he did. He also had the same problems that I'm having. I'm having problems with breathing with my chest area because I get inflammation. Same condition that he had, actually, and it's not hereditary, believe it or not.
Right. Okay. Yeah, And that's what makes you a little nervous right now, right? Are you a little nervous, concerned about that? Because I feel like there's some concern.
Yeah, I am. I worry
okay.
about it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not the way you're going to pass. I don't see that at all. So don't worry about that. You're going to be on planet Earth for a little bit longer. A lot longer, actually. So you're going to be here for a while. But your dad's just coming forward, as far as I can tell at this moment, just letting you know that he's around you. He tells me that he's moving something. Is there anything that you're... Every once in a while, you put down and you go back and it's not there, or?
Sometimes it happens in front of me.
So he's definitely moving things. That's his way of letting you know that he's around you. They do that sometimes, you know, and because it was like, yeah, because he was telling me, it was like, okay, I have a pin in front of me. It's like there's a pin in front of me, and then you look down, and that pin's moved.
Yeah, I had a USB flash drive, a little flash drive, and it
right.
It went flying off the table right in front of me.
Yeah,
so
that's him. It's just his way of letting you know that he's there and that he's watching over you. I feel like a lot of times you feel a little lonely at times.
Yeah,
and
I do.
And you miss him by a lot. And he knows that. And that's just his way of every day of letting you know that he is still a very big, huge part of your life. And he wants me to tell you that today. And I'm glad that I could connect with him, and it does fit with you. So go ahead.
Is he sending me tiny little feathers, like really tiny little feathers? Are they from him?
Yes. Yeah, those feathers are from him, yes. And they're actually, well, hold on. No, they're actually from your angel. They're from your angels that watch over you. They're actually dropping feathers.
But they're so tiny. Have you seen that? They're tiny like that?
Yeah, they're tiny.
I can hardly catch them. They're so tiny.
Yeah. And the reason why they're doing that is they want you to be sure that you know that those are angel feathers and not bird feathers. And so
that's amazing.
Yeah. So
thank you.
Spirit's amazing.
Thanks,
that's a nice thing about spirit. So I appreciate you calling back. All right. Bye bye.
Thank you, and thank my father too for coming in, even though
he already.
Yeah,
he said, why are you talking to him? I can hear you. And so,
Well, thank you.
All right.
And
bye-bye.
Thank you for being such a good channel. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Yeah. He's like, what? Yeah. So, and that's the amazing thing. I want to tell you something. Do you know that your loved ones can hear you? You know, I'm glad that you use my services, and I'm glad that you use other mediums. And there's a reason why we're on planet Earth, to help you connect. But your loved ones can hear you. They hear you. They see those tears that fall. They do. Do you know that they don't like the tears? Because the reason I'm gonna talk to you just for a few minutes. My phone lines are closed, but I just want to share something with you. Something that I've learned as a medium, and something that really helped me through a grieving period when my grandmother passed. My mom's mom. It was really hard for me, and this really helped me one day. I was really sad. So far, it's been the worst passing that I've ever had to go through. And I didn't understand the process of passing. I didn't understand a lot of the stuff I do now at that time of my life. And there were people that were really concerned about me because my heart just broke. And I remember one time sitting in the house where I was going to live after I got married, because I was getting ready to get married the same month my grandmother passed, and we had rented the house already, and I went over there because I didn't really want people to see me crying so much, and they were really worried about me. And so I went over there, and I remember walking in, and I played Jesus Loves Me on the little piano that I had there. And all of a sudden, I just started crying. My heart just broke. And I heard a voice that I recognized, I knew right away. And I heard it say, "Why are you crying? I'm okay." And she continued on, and she told me, she said, "I don't have pain anymore, Michael. I know you're missing me, but I'm okay, and I'm right here." And I, hold on for just a second. And I was like, wow, I can hear you. And she said, yeah, I'm right here. And that's what I want you to know. Your loved ones are right there. They can hear you. They know what's going on with you. They know every detail of your life. They know when somebody is born. They know when somebody passes. They know when you stub your toe. They know everything that's going on in your life. They're still a huge part of your life. They're just not in physical form. That's all. And when you get that, when I got that, when I really understand that, it really has helped me a whole lot. And I want to share that with you today. Your loved ones are not gone. They're not gone. They're just not being able to be seen by you, maybe. But they're not gone. Their physical body, yes. Gone into the ground or into a jar or wherever their body has gone. But their spirit, their memories, all that stuff intact and right beside you. You know, I wish I could, you know, sit down with my grandmother and have a dinner with her. And I do. I actually do have dinner with my grandmother still. But it's not the same, and I understand that. But I will tell you, if you're grieving today, if you're missing somebody, they're not gone. As Americans and as a world, we make a passing too final, I believe. We make that way too hard on ourselves. We make it seem like we're never going to see that person again. But that is not true. A lot of times your loved ones come back reincarnated as somebody else and you see them again. They just take on different forms. That's all they do. My grandmother, when she passed, she was in so much pain. She had a massive heart attack. She was not healthy. But now she is. And I can see her healthy. And I can see her happy. And you know, I didn't realize, even when I was a kid, of how much pain that she was in. But now, she's not in that anymore. And that is so awesome. And that's how your loved ones are right now. They're right there. Just waiting for you to stop long enough to acknowledge them. So at this moment in time, we're going to stop and we're going to acknowledge those in the spirit world around us. We're going to be quiet while we acknowledge our loved ones that are right beside us, right around us. Right now, my living room is packed full of my loved ones. So is yours. Might not sense it. You might not feel it. Let's be quiet for a second and acknowledge our loved ones. You know, I can feel my grandmother. I can feel my great-grandpa. I can feel my aunt. I love my Aunt Helen. She's still here right beside me, actually. You know, it is so cool, guys. It is so cool to know that they're still right here. Right here. I still have conversations with them. You still can have conversations with them. It is so awesome, actually, to know that. Hopefully I've helped you today. Hopefully you got something out of the program today. If you would like to set up a full reading with me, go to www.insightswithmichael.com. I would love to help you. I do psychic readings, which answers your everyday life questions. I also offer mediumship readings, which connects you with your loved ones. And so I would love to help you do that. And anything you need, just ask and I can help. Some really cool things are coming up. There are going to be some changes with my business and some things that I do. But there are really awesome, cool things coming up. And so we're looking forward to that. I am actually going to be working on offering an online magazine for you all. And so we're going to be doing that. And so some really cool things popping up here. And so, but, you know, we have to be open to spirit. We have to move forward. And, you know, to move forward, we have to get out of the stuck place. We have to get out of that place. And we have to move into our future, move towards our dreams. Dream bigger, manifest better, and you'll get there. All right? I promise you will. You know, it's easy as 1, 2, 3. Remember the easy 1, 2, 3? What is it? Anybody knows? Can you guys remember? One is what is one? Believe it. Two. I think. Is that right? Yeah. Oh. Two is see it. But one is see it. Two is believe it. Three is get it. I got confused for a minute. All right. See it. Believe it. Get it. All right. So see it. Believe it. Get it. Do you know, I can see a brand new car sitting in my parking lot. In the parking lot here. And I can see it. But if I don't believe it, then I'm never going to get it. I can see my financial situation getting better, but if I don't believe it, never going to get it. I can see that my health is improving. You got it? But if I don't believe it, I'm going to get it. So see what you want. Believe you're going to get it, and then get it. Get it done. All right? You be you, I'll be me, and together we will definitely get there. I promise. All right, we're going to go ahead and close out. The official website is www.spiritualtalkradio.net for Spiritual Talk Radio. Guests coming up, some awesome people. Shawn Michael will be with us Monday at 1 p.m. Central. Shawn Michael, awesome guy, based in Seattle. Awesome. All I can do is say awesome. Michael Mapes, be with us on Wednesday. Michael Mapes, check out his website. If you have an intuitive business, I'm going to recommend him to help you. He's turned his business around. Actually, I'm going to be working with him on some things to help me as well. We all need each other. We're on this planet to help one another. And Michael Mapes, check out his website. You know, if you have a heartfelt business, an intuitive business, check him out. He is on Blog Talk Radio. He will be with us Wednesday. And we're going to be talking about how he turned his life around, how he turned his business around. It's an amazing story. I listened to it over on his website the other day. An amazing story of how he turned his life around, how he turned his business around. And so so if your business is struggling, don't miss Wednesday's program with Michael Mapes, 1 p.m. Central, all right? I will be back on air on Friday. And we're going to be talking about Friday. We're going to start teaching you how to get unstuck, how to get out of the rut, how to stop the cycles, how to get into the spirit within you, and how you can have the life you were always meant to have. Isn't it about time? I think so. All right. So that's what's coming up. And I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you. For being here today, And tell your friends about us. Follow me over on Twitter. Awesome things are ahead, guys. Awesome things are ahead. I can't wait to see what next. So let's start our new adventure right now. Let's go see what Spirit has for us today. So your adventure awaits you outside your door. So go out there and enjoy the world. It's an awesome place. All right. Have a great day. Go in beauty, and I'll see you back here, right here on Spiritual Talk Radio, Monday, 1 p.m. Central, with the amazing Shawn Michael. I'm telling you, if you don't believe me, tune in. That guy is off the hook. And, you know, he's one thing I'll tell you about Shawn, he, don't tell him this, but Shawn he's just real. If you want a real guy, he's it. He's just down to earth. When I had him on as a guest, I didn't know these people back then. When I first had them on here, I don't know them. And when he came on, there's an energy about him that just follows him. It just flows through him. And so let's not tell him because we don't want to give him a big head. So be quiet. But amazing talent. You do not want to miss that show. Monday, 1 p.m. Central, Shawn Michael. And then, like I said, Wednesday we got Michael Mapes, some awesome people coming up in August. Man, all I can say is hold on because we're about to blast off. So hold on. All right. All right. See you guys later. Go in beauty. You be you. I'll be me. And together, we'll get there. This is the Ballheaded Guy in Kansas with good energy saying bye-bye. Go in beauty.